Well, good morning again, everybody. I hope you're being blessed in this service this morning. And we're going to look now at God's word that we've heard read to us just a few moments ago. And the passage commands us, first of all, in verse 4, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. So in other words, if you're a Christian, you should be a person who rejoices. You should be a happy person. You should be a joyful person. You should be able to see something in your life and in your face that shows that you have the hope of Jesus and that you have the peace of Jesus and all of those things. So we should be happy. We should be rejoicing. I wonder, are you happy this morning and rejoicing this morning? But you know, there was an old-fashioned saying, a penny for your thoughts. Now, I don't know if anybody in your house says that phrase, a penny for your thoughts. But what it means is, what are you really thinking? Like, I think there's something going on in your head, going on in your mind, and a penny for your thoughts, tell me what you're thinking. And I wonder that if behind the smiles of our rejoicing sometimes, if we had a penny for our thoughts, we might be truly honest and say sometimes we're not happy. You know, sometimes we're sad, sometimes we're worried, sometimes we're anxious. And you know, it even talks in this passage about not being anxious, but sometimes if we had a penny for our thoughts, we'd have to say that we're anxious. And I wonder why you might be anxious. Well, I think a big reason to be anxious in recent days is that a lot of things have changed. So some of us were going to school and then we found out that we weren't going to school for a while. Some of us, our mums and dads or the people who look after us, were going out to work, and some of them have been told they're not to go to work for a little while or work from home for a little while. Some of us had holidays booked and those holidays were cancelled. Some of us loved going to see some family relatives, and for a good while there, we weren't allowed to go and see them. And maybe things are relaxing a little bit, but yet it still seems like a lot has changed. Well, folks, our passage says that we shouldn't be anxious because the Lord is at hand. The Lord is at hand. And if we look down at this little sheet this morning, we're going to see that this sort of circle here is meant to represent the Lord, God. And as you see, it's a circle, and it's like God is a circle. You know, there's no beginning of God, there's no end of God. He never changes as he goes along. He never becomes a square or a triangle. He's always the same. The Bible says he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that's why we shouldn't be anxious, because the Lord is at hand. And if you look here, we have our anxious worries and our fears and all the things that we might share if we had a penny for our thoughts. And here we have the Lord at hand. And you know what we see here is that when we put the Lord where he should be, and the passage tells us, you know, that we need to pray about the things that worry us. Well, he takes away those anxious feelings. And in fact, our anxious feelings are completely gone when we have the peace of Christ in our hearts. Now, before you think that I have done some sort of wonderful trick, I better let you know that I'm sure you've worked it out already, but it's still there. But the difference is that when God comes into our life, he really can make a difference of those things that make us anxious. He really can take them away. So the command is to rejoice. But if we had a penny for our thoughts, we'd all admit that sometimes we're anxious. But for those of us that are anxious, we have a God that does not change. And when he comes into our lives as we bring things to him in prayer, he can take all those anxious things away and give us the peace of Christ in our hearts. I'm going to pray now that we would all have joy because God helps us with those things that worry us. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I pray for everybody who's listening that you would take away their fear, their anxiousness, their feelings, whatever they might be, and replace them with your joy. Show them that although circumstances change, you never do, and that we can trust you in all circumstances and rejoice in you. We pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.